Okay, good morning, everyone. Planning Commission's now in session. Copies of the agenda are in the back. Let's see, I'm going to skip a lot of this stuff that everybody knows, but everyone will be given an opportunity to be heard. When it is your turn to speak, please come to the podium, state your name and address clearly for the record. Those in support of the application will be heard first, then those opposed will be heard. After that, the applicant will be given the time for rebuttal, and if necessary, those opposed will be given the opportunity to surrebut. Please limit your testimony to 5 minutes or less. After all the speakers have been heard, the hearing will be closed. At that point, additional comments from the public will not be allowed unless one of the commissioners asks that the hearing be reopened. Finally, the commissioners will discuss the application, make motions to vote to reach a decision. If you're not satisfied with the commission's decision, you may be able to appeal it to the Board of Supervisors. Appeals must be filed within a specified period of time, and you can check with staff for the procedures to follow in filing your appeal. Please make sure your mobile phones and pagers are on mute. Thank you. That's what I need to do right now. Commissioner Hill, will you lead us in the flag salute, please?
Please stand. Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have roll call?
Commissioner Rabian?
Here.
Commissioner Carver?
Here.
Commissioner Chata?
Here.
Commissioner Yule is absent. Commissioner Wolf?
Here.
Commissioner Zante is absent. Vice Chair Hill?
Here.
Chairman Abrahamian?
Here. Okay. We'll go on to consent agenda. We don't need to read that in, do we, Steph? Council?
I move to.
Okay, we have, well, let me ask first. We have one item on consent agenda. Is there anyone on the commission or in the public that wishes to pull this for discussion? Okay, seeing none, I'll bring it back to the commission. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda by Commissioner Chata.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hill. Any discussion?
I was wondering. The applicant was interested in 2 years. Is there no such thing as 2 years? A two-year extension.
Okay, we'll go ahead and.
No, unfortunately, the provisions allow only a 1 year, and you have to come back, and you're allowed up to five. So
one at a time.
Pretty painless, but fortunately, it is only a 1 year. There's not a provision to grant them 2 or 3 years.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, we had a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. There's six of us unanimously. The item on the regular agenda, item number, well, first we have public presentations. For any persons desiring to address the Planning Commission on any matter within our jurisdiction and not on this agenda. Is there anyone in the public that would like to address us at this time? This is for items not on the agenda. Are you here for an agenda item? Okay. So seeing none, we will move on to item number two.
Regular agenda item number two, amendment application number 3851 and initial study number 8312. Filed by Steve Baines, proposing to rezone the subject 16.89-acre parcel from the AL-20 zone district to an RR zone district to facilitate a future mapping procedure to create five parcels from the subject parcel that will each have a minimum parcel size of 2 acres. The project site is located on the southeast corner of East Herndon Avenue and North Highland Avenue, approximately 0.8 miles north of the city of Clovis.
Mr. Chairman, Commission, it's a pleasure to be here this morning. Before you is this item. I'm subbing for Elliot. He's on vacation this week in Thailand. Lucky him. We're pleased to bring this to you. As announced in the introduction, it's a rezoning or an amendment application that would change the zoning on a 16-acre parcel from AL-20, which is a limited agricultural designation, to RR, rural residential, 2-acre minimum. It's generally located northeast of Fresno, and just outside the urban area. You can sort of see from the aerial view as you move out from Fresno, you're starting to see more and more in development. More specifically, it's on the southeast corner of Herndon and Highland. The property is currently zoned AL-20, as I mentioned. You can see that the surrounding property is similarly AL-20 with RR zoning in certain areas. That RR zoning results in a lot of homes, as you can see from this closer aerial photograph, being developed as is appropriate for that zoning. And then you can see the open areas where it's still in the AL-20 transitional zoning. Here, the assessor map shows you some of the parcelization patterns, so you can see what's happening. Currently, the site is vacant. More currently, it's been cleaned up a little bit. Their intention to do this will be a subsequent parcel map that will look something similar to this. Your action today isn't for the parcel map, but that is the point of where they're trying to get to. The situation is somewhat unique in that the underlying general plan designation is part of a general plan area. So we have general plan designations, and under that umbrella are community plans, area plans, specific plans, all which have general plan refinements. In this area, it's referred to as a Northeast Rural Residential Area, which, as the name implies, designates this area for development as rural residential. So the proposal currently takes the AL-20, which is that transitional zoning, which holds property in an agricultural state until we're ready to develop it further in smaller residential parcels. And that's where we get that rural residential general plan designation, is from that larger area plan. And so the proposal to go to a zoning of rural residential is appropriate here because it's already planned to transition to this. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the end result would be this action will allow the applicants to file a parcel map to subdivide it. So your decision here is to determine whether or not this is consistent with the general plan and the area plan, which it pretty much is. It's a sort of a very obvious sort of application. It was noticed to 1,320 feet, quarter mile, 72 parcels. The applicants did reach out extensively to their neighborhood. They have 5 letters of support. No one's in an objection. And I just wanted to mention that this is a very appropriate process. So often we will have people want to use a variance process, which you have to struggle with. When the applicants initially began this process, they looked at a variance, and what was quickly discerned was there was nothing unique, couldn't make the findings. So a variance wouldn't be appropriate here, because again, this is the appropriate path. The general plan is appropriate. The land use pattern is appropriate. It's a normal development pattern that's been foreseen and planned for. So we want to applaud that someone's doing it right. Thank you very much. So we're recommending, obviously, approval of the project, and would be glad to answer any questions you have, and the applicants are here as well, obviously.
Thank you. Are there any questions of staff? Commissioner Wolf?
My question on the site plan is one of the parcels has a flood zone indication. Is that ever a part of your consideration with creating parcels?
It's a consideration in terms of the environmental document. Flood zones aren't an automatic no-go, just you have to do certain things. Sometimes you have to build your floor above a certain height. You can't fill in floodways. There's certain considerations in development that you have to take into account. But it doesn't mean that you can't utilize, divide. You just have to do it in light of the restrictions that flood zone provides to you. We wouldn't put something like a, you know, daycare underground facility in a flood zone, but they could put it on the second story.
I have a question. On the proposed site plan as well, it shows there's existing buildings, you know, which is fine. And it shows that the lot lines will be drawn right next to existing buildings. So will those be an issue later on for, like, setbacks and building other things?
When they go through the parcel map process, they have to take those into consideration. I believe they've actually addressed all those already in their preliminary design concerns. And I believe some of the existing structures are no longer there. They can speak to that if that's the case. But again, that's a process that occurs after this, but you are correct. They do look at those issues in terms of setback, area coverage, all the statutory requirements that are necessary to do any development. This doesn't give them any additional development rights other than to allow the density of the lots to be smaller, which is the point of the zoning.
Any other questions? Thank you. Would the applicant come forward, please?
Two of us here.
But one at a time to speak, please.
Steve Baines.
Okay. Do you have anything you'd like to add to? You're the applicant. Do you have anything you'd like to add to the what staff has presented or any
address?
I'm
supposed to say where he lives.
I'm sorry. May we have your address, please, too?
My address where I live at?
Doesn't matter. Whatever one you
use. Okay, yeah. So Steve Baines. I live here in Fresno, in North Fresno.
Do you have mailing address?
Yeah. Can I give a P.O. box?
Sure.
P.O. box 25295, Fresno, California, 93729.
Thank you. Do you have anything you'd like to say or add?
No, thanks for considering our application.
Okay, let me just clarify then. You agree with all the conditions that staff has listed? You've seen the report, or you're familiar with what they're requiring?
Yes, I am. That's okay. Correct.
Let me ask, are there any questions of the applicant?
I just had a off-the-wall question, but how long did it take you to get to from the time you started this process to today?
It's been about a year.
About a year?
Yeah.
What do you think your costs are?
Our costs? It depends. I mean, costs for which part of the project?
Up till now, just curious what between...
Is that okay to ask that, counselor? Are we going a little too far?
Yeah.
All right.
Staff can give you an assessment of the fees later, but that's not really relevant to your decision here.
Okay. Didn't mean to cut you off. But
that's fine. I had a reason, but it doesn't. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't done my year-end tax stuff, so I haven't really reconciled all that.
Any other questions of this applicant? Thank you very much. Next speaker.
My name's Owen Hunter. I'm a partner with Steve. Okay. We've known each other a long time.
Can we get your address too, Mr.
Hunter? My address is 1397 East St. James Circle, Fresno, okay. 93720.
Okay. Do you have anything you would like to add or any comments?
I think it's pretty well laid forward, our design and our plan. There were a couple of old buildings, one old barn's fallen down, and there's another shed that will have to probably be removed, but that'll be addressed through the parcel map process.
Okay, and you agree with all the conditions as well?
Yes, I do.
In the report?
Yes.
Are there any questions of Mr. Hunter? Commissioner Hill?
Mr. Hunter, how long have you been the owner of this property?
We bought it in December of 21. So we've owned it for just about 13, 14 months. We bought it with the purpose of what we're doing. Steve and I did another project a couple years ago where we split a parcel into 2-acre parcels and are doing home sites on those. And we farm together as well besides this.
Do you know what was on that property as farmland before? Do you know what was on that property since it was farmland?
Not really, other than it's been sitting vacant and idle for probably 30 to 40 years. I think that they had some cows on it at one time, but the fencing hasn't been maintained, so I'm guessing it's been a long time. There was an old sawmill on it for a few years, but was dismantled and dilapidated and fallen down.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Hunter.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Seeing none, I will close the public portion of the hearing, bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve as read.
Okay. There's a motion by Commissioner Arabian to approve as staff's recommended.
I'll second the motion.
And a second by Commissioner Hill. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries 6-0. We had the majority of the entire commission, or that's correct. So there were enough yes votes there. We'll go to the Board of Supervisors, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Date certain? Or no?
No, it's approximately 8 weeks. It depends on their schedule and how the reviews go.
Okay. So that will be noticed then at the appropriate time for the supervisor.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. And now we will move on to item number 3, which is information discussion.
One thing you may have noticed already is our first meeting in February. We will not be holding it. We don't have any items on the agenda, so have a nice day off. And I would like to introduce our latest new acquisition department. Elise Alvarez is our new Planner 1. She comes to us from Social Services. She's spent about 6 years there, and so she knows the county somewhat. We're just having to teach her about all that terrible CEQA stuff now.
Welcome. And this was one of the longer meetings today.
Don't get used to this.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Dave, just to clarify, the 9th has been canceled, correct? Is that what you said? Or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Second meeting's doubtful.
Okay. Okay. Anything else to report?
No, other than just thank you for your attendance. We understand it's hard for you to be here when there's only a single item, but we appreciate your being here. The applicants, I'm sure, are glad to move their project forward. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is there such thing as a proposal to the Board of Supervisors that if there is only one agenda item, that we postpone it? Is there such thing as having a minimum number of agenda items as 2 or 3?
There's nothing that we currently have. I don't think I would get any support from my admin to do that. Mm-hmm. There would also be a problem that maybe County Council could speak to, in that a lot of our applications were statutorily required to process them in a certain time. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that suspend that, usually CEQA. But we do have to safeguard people's civil rights to be heard in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm. What is that timeline?
Some of them are like 45 days after a point of application. And to be honest with you, when you read them, just raw out of the statute. They don't make any sense because you're going, there's no way that can happen. But there are provisions, and like I said, normally completion of CEQA that retards that timeline, stops the clock. And then sometimes just our own internal mechanics somewhat prohibits us. But we have to obviously always follow the noticing requirements for CEQA for review and comment, as well as the Brown Act for public hearing noticing. So when you add those things in, it usually takes more. But we don't want to arbitrarily continue items just because, you know. Now, has it ever happened? Probably in the past when I wasn't here. But but we try to get through things as timely as we can. Most projects are held up not because of structural things. Usually there's issues about technical reports that haven't been completed, comments from outside agencies, say Fish and Wildlife wants a prebiotic study or something, that take time. Transportation studies often elongated. Sometimes it's a species has to be studied during a certain period of the year. All those things can take something that, you know, mechanically should take you 4 months to get done. Next thing you know, you're looking at 9 months or a year to get through something, which sort of goes to John's question, you know, how long do these things take? They take a considerable amount of time. We do try to do our best to try to facilitate the process to make it as quick as possible, but I also understand your concern that a lot of resources sometimes for a simple one. But that is the provisions we work under. It's not as bad as Congress. But, yeah.
Thank you, David, for all that you do and counsel. I think we have to remember that as planning commissioners, we're here to serve. And that's our main goal. If there's, you can't say that one person is more important than the other person. And whenever they, something is ready to bring forward, even if it's one, we have committed to serve. And so therefore, that's the intent of my heart. I would like to think that the council commissioners would, because just like Mr. Baines and Mr. Hunter today, if we said just one item, they wouldn't get theirs heard. And I don't think that's fair to the public when they've expended their money and their time wanting to move a project forward. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to serve whenever there's one, two, or, and if you can move the things forward faster, fine. That's up to you guys and your mechanics of everything. So just do your best, and I appreciate all that you do. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I think Commissioner Chata wanted to say something.
I move to adjourn the meeting.
There we go. We're done. Thank you, everyone. Oh, one.
Sorry. Sorry to interrupt, but I have a notice here that to be here today at 9 o'clock for the Shredder Lake.
Oh, that was lake. That.
We did
say
that.
Say 9 o'clock?
We did that for the
second of the
water ski. We did that already on a consent agenda.
Who are you? I'm are the you owner's wife. I'm the applicant's wife.
It got approved.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I can't tell you how much that means to us.
What do you want?
Yeah.
I'm
well,
sorry?
It was the 1 year extension.
1 year extension. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye, guys.